Hello, and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KBBI Public Radio and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Kachemak Bay, exploring the found items that we collect, and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing about the collection of Savannah Bradley, the collection's manager and curator at the Pratt Museum.
Hello, my name is Savannah Bradley. I was born and raised here in Homer, and I have the pleasure of being the curator at the Pratt Museum. While I have been collecting for the Pratt for about a decade now, I also have a collection in my own home of beach rocks, shells, and other local gems, as well as natural materials from around the world, actually. My favorite collections are at home are a collection of photographs of local tide pool finds, a selection of interesting and old wildlife guidebooks, and even a small collection of empty urchin shells that I found washed up along the bay. Of those natural collections, including the photographs and various books and rocks and shells, they are found throughout my home in sunny little pockets along the windowsill. They're part of my little curio cabinet setups that I have in my house. I have collections of tins and other historic materials from various places from around the world too. And I feel like I usually hide the shells and various natural elements in amongst those historic elements as well. I also like to put them in between plants along one of my bigger windowsills and at the fronts of bookshelves, right along the spines of books. I'll put shells and rocks and things, which kind of makes it difficult to get at the books at a later point, but they're right there and very easy to see as I spread them throughout the house. Some of my favorite memories and stories that some of these natural science elements bring up are really associated with place-based memories. Shells often are on various beaches, and then usually from my childhood, not so much as I've gotten older. Most of the time I take pictures of things in situ, so I've got Polaroid photos that I've hung up around the house that I've made off of prints from travel photos and photos of my travels and things. But others are very much locally based, such as the empty urchin shells. Those are part of a fun, more recent memories of walking along low tide with my mentors and kind of scanning the beach as we talk about deep subjects and find these delicate shells just sort of sitting there on the low tide line. And they're so hidden that sometimes they're easily missed or they're crushed underfoot by unknowing passerbys. And so they're kind of a special hidden gem that sometimes we feel we're the only ones that see them.
As a museum curator, Savannah is often tasked with deciding what the museum should or shouldn't be adding to their collection. We asked Savannah how these questions influence her work and ideas around collecting.
For me as a collections manager and now curator, I think it's an interesting conundrum. We currently collect specifically towards our mission, telling the stories of Kachemak Bay. And I think in the past, those stories have had a broader appeal in the museum practice. So we've had collections from farther and farther out, the farther and farther back in time you go. So I like to think that the collections that we collect now really help us tell the story of Kachemak Bay. Well, that can be kind of broadly defined. I think in general, it's worth paying attention to how we've collected those things and how they've come to be. I think that the museum hasn't had an active collector on staff that went out and actively searched for specific things. We've been part of projects. We've been part of special permits that help when we come across specific collections materials. But we haven't had someone who just goes out and collects in the same way that someone from Audubon or in the early days would have. We maybe should promote collection of memories and photographs, and not necessarily active natural collections in many cases.
We'd like to thank Savannah for sharing her ideas and experience with us. Thank you to Leo Ash for providing the music you heard during this piece. It's an original song titled Masking. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning in to this episode of Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. Sound Collections is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. To see photos of Savannah's collections, information about our upcoming exhibit, and submit your own story, visit our website at prattmuseum.org. Thank you.